So what I'm finding, and especially as I researched for my book, that women especially start isolating themselves, and they, you know, so oftentimes they don't have enough money to live in luxury after they retire. And so I thought, you know, what better way to take a home that's dilapidated, fix it up, and create a luxurious environment for people who, you know, want to come together as a community and support each other instead of living in isolation.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy, with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Just because we retire, it doesn't mean to say that we are expiring. Retiring gives us choices, and some of us are taking up the gauntlet to create a new life for themselves. They are getting reinvigorated, reinventing themselves. It is possible. For how long have you had some secret hidden desires to achieve something else? Maybe take that course, learn a new trade, a new hobby. But we've been so busy, caught up in our own lives, working to pay the bills and getting the kids off to school and looking after the family, that we haven't given ourselves any time at all. And retirement now gives you that. It gives you the opportunity to do whatever you want to do. And that is what my guest today is doing, encouraging others, showing them the way, and leading by example. Anne Marie Cummins has come from a background of technology and has decided after 30 years that was enough, and has now launched herself into real estate development and creating homes for single older women that don't want to live alone. It's an interesting story. Let's get to it. Hi, it's Anne Nelson. Welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy Show. I'm your host. And today on the line, we have a very special guest all the way from Canada, and it's Anne Marie Cummins. And Anne Marie is an author and a real estate developer of Marigold Mansion. Hi, Anne Marie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I'm enjoying having a little bit of cold weather for a change here in tropical North Queensland.
Yes, it's our summer in Canada. It's pretty hot here at the moment.
So as a way of introducing you to the listeners, could you give us a bit of a background on you, what you've done before and what you're doing now?
Certainly. So for 30 years, I was involved in technology. I was a senior vice president of sales at a very large international software company. I really loved what I did, but I, after 30 years, felt I needed to do something else. So I retired from that. But just prior to retiring, I had taken a real estate development course. And I said to myself, if I could develop enough real estate over the next 1 year, then I would leave my technology career and to do something different. So I started with that. I was doing it part-time in the evenings and on the weekends. And lo and behold, it was successful. And at the end of the year, I was true to my word and I retired from technology.
Oh, well, that's very good that it worked out for you. Were you flipping houses?
I was flipping houses in Toronto.
How did you reinvent yourself after you retired?
So what I did is I took my passion for design and I took my understanding of how to develop real estate, and I put that together and started looking for homes that really needed my attention. And what I discovered is there's a lot of heritage homes outside of Toronto that people are just letting go. And so I bought my first one in Cobourg, which is about an hour outside of Toronto, and I began refinishing it. I moved in December 12th and I started on December 13th. And then about 4 months ago, it was finished and now it looks very authentic. It's a beautiful mansion and I'm very proud of it.
So how did you come up with this idea of the Marigold Mansion that I introduced you as having created?
Right. Well, it's a bit of a spin-off of the movie, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. It's a dilapidated hotel. So it's a spin-off of that. So I basically take dilapidated mansions, heritage mansions, and fix them up.
Are they in an area that is popular to live in?
Yes. Well, the one that I'm in now is in Cobourg, which I mentioned is an hour outside of Toronto, very accessible by the train and by car. So yes, it's a popular place. It's right down by the beach. So that's another thing that makes it popular. And then the second one I'm working on now is also in Cobourg, but it's three times the size. So it's 12,000 square feet, or I guess maybe 2.5 times the size square feet.
Wow.
And that particular building has been in ruin for about 20 years. So that's my next project.
Wow. You certainly aren't shy and taking on the challenge.
Yes, I've been known to take on challenges that are quite large, but it's very exciting and I like to have a challenge.
Is this the project now that you're turning into something else, providing accommodation for older women? Is this the project you're on now?
That's correct. So it'll just be the Marigold Mansion that I'm in today is occupied. So the next project will be exactly the same thing. It'll also be a Marigold Mansion, but it'll be larger, so there'll be more people living in it.
So how did you come up with this idea? Have you discovered a need for accommodating single older women?
Yeah, so what I'm finding, and especially as I researched for my book, that women especially start isolating themselves and they, you know, so oftentimes they don't have enough money to live in luxury after they retire. And so I thought, you know, what better way to take a home that's dilapidated, fix it up, and create a luxurious environment for people who, you know, want to come together as a community and support each other instead of living in isolation and potentially only in a one-room apartment or what have you. So in this Marigold Mansion, you have your own bedroom and your own sitting room. So you have your privacy that way. But then when you want to have company and someone to talk to, you come together in a luxurious living room and dining room and kitchen. So the common areas are very, very public and very luxurious. So it's kind of like staying in a 5-star hotel, but not paying that price.
Well, it sounds very ingenious. Did you have any trouble getting any occupants?
No, actually, I didn't. I didn't have any problems at all. And in fact, there's quite high demand. There is a network. Actually, there's a network in the United States, but also in Canada, where they find single senior people who want these accommodations. Some of them they're not the same as mine. They're not luxurious heritage mansions, but there's the network is there to bring people together to live in a community.
Yeah. I'd say there'd be a fair amount of people that are living on their own in their own homes, and they're probably quite lonely.
Yeah, and as I mentioned in the book, I mean, loneliness is worse than obesity. It's a killer because you're not talking to anybody and you're not communicating. And the longer that you do it, the more that you do it. So your outings are maybe to the grocery store where you're only having a conversation with the cashier. You're not really having long, stimulating conversations with someone. So when you come together as a community, you can enjoy dinners together. You can talk about current events, what you've done during your day. And it really inspires you to do more when you have other people, you know, kind of working with you and chatting with you and telling you about their experiences.
Yeah. And I suppose with the senior women, do you have to establish house rules?
Absolutely. So there are definitely house rules. And what I do is I have the person come for 30 days to live with no commitments and just to see if they like it, because it's really not for everybody. Some people really truly like their own independence and don't want to have other people in their home. But there are many who really prefer, you know, at least having dinner with someone every day. Maybe they're doing their own thing during the day, but they come home for dinner in the evenings and there's someone there to have dinner with.
It sounds like you've thought it all out and you're going to take on another project the same. So I think it's an absolutely marvelous idea because there's certainly more women than men that end up on their own.
Yes, that's true. And I find that women oftentimes don't want to get involved in another relationship. Men typically do, but women often just, they're happy with themselves, but they just want some other conversation or they want some other company.
Right. So how did this lead you to becoming an author?
Well, the author, I really wanted to do a lot of research on the topic of, you know, being a seniors and what reinventing yourself, because I've reinvented myself multiple times over my lifetime. And so when I started the research, I realized that it's probably something I could put in a book. And that's when I decided to write the book.
I see. And what will we find in your book? Can you give us a bit of a summary of your book?
Yeah. So the book does talk about home sharing, but that's a smaller part of the book. The book focuses on reinventing yourself after you retire. Mm-hmm. And it through the steps of how to do that. And it talks about the reasons to do it. And it talks about the reasons why you should stay relevant and maintain a meaningful life. It's, you know, physically and mentally, it is better for people if they do that. And they do live a longer life and a more satisfying life. So it goes through why to reinvent yourself. And you know, I don't mean, not everyone has to be a real estate developer after they retire. Some people simply want to, you know, get involved in charity work or volunteer work. It's whatever makes you happy and where you find meaning is really the purpose of reinventing yourself. What you reinvent yourself to be is your choice.
Do you find that there's many women that need to reinvent themselves to be able to keep bringing in an income?
Well, that too. I mean, that's certainly a big thing. There, you know, I won't quote the statistics because I don't have them in front of me, but there are many, many people who are retiring who do not have enough money to sustain them for the rest of their life. They have to find some other way of making an income to support themselves.
Is that easy to do? Do they need to embrace technology to enable them to do that? Or
not necessarily. So as an example, there was one person I was working with who established a pet sitting business. And all it really meant was she went to the veterinarians in the area and dropped off a card. And within a very short period of time, she had a complete list of clientele where she was busy almost 100% of the time. And what she did is she rented a room in someone's home because she really didn't need anything more than that, because when she was pet sitting in other people's homes. So that's worked for her. And then I've got another person, a man actually, who he does fantastic wood sculptures and he was doing it as a hobby. And I said to him, well, why don't you sell them? I said, I would certainly buy something like that. And he did. He started going to markets on the weekends and he was busier than he could possibly keep up with the demand.
So you got to discover your hidden talents.
And I think people don't really, they think, oh, I like it, but would someone else like it? And I think you really just have to put yourself out there. And that's a little bit scary, but, you know, put yourself out there and share your gifts with the world.
Mm-hmm. So how do you help people besides your Marigold Mansion? What else do you do, Anne-Marie?
So the other thing that I do is I bring people into the Marigold Mansion for boot camps. And we walk through the 8-step process that I've defined in the book. And we just challenge people to think outside the box and really try and understand what they want to do after they retire. So we start with, you know, thinking outside the box. There's no limiting beliefs. So believe that you can be anything. And let's start with that. And we create a vision board of what the desired outcome would look like. And then we create a project plan on how to get from where you are today to where you want to be. And then we follow those steps right through and create a business plan for everyone to walk away with so they can start their reinvention journey after the boot camp.
Mm. And are you finding that most people actually know where they want to be, to live, to what they want to do, or they haven't given it enough thought?
No, most people I find have not given enough thought simply because they've been so consumed by their career, their families, their, you know, responsibilities. So So it's really a journey starting from, okay, forget everything that you've done. Let's think about everything that you have in your, you know, desire to do. And then we go from there. To your question, most people don't know what they want to do next.
Therein lies the problem. If you don't know what you want to do, you'll never get there.
Right. Exactly.
It's interesting how we can be consumed by our lives, and then once the family probably gets off our hands, we've got all this time. And I think that's something that a lot of women have been guilty of doing, not giving themselves any time in their lives, and it's all been for their families.
Exactly. And then what happens is when their families are independent, they feel lost. They feel like their relevance is gone and they don't know how to get it back. And that's where I help people. I help them find their new relevance.
That's a great term. And find their new relevance.
Yes.
It's wonderful what you're doing. And how wide is your reach out there with what you do? People have to come into you, or
they don't have to. I mean, I started it where people will come to me, but I'm going to start in the next 3 months doing it online. So I'll have a farther reach. And in addition to that, after this project in Coburg, I am looking at a project in Italy. Italy has a program where if you buy a ruin for $1, as long as you commit to fixing it up, whatever cost that may be, they will sell you an old abandoned ruin in Italy. So that's my next project after I finish the one in Canada.
Oh my goodness, you're not shy of taking on that major challenge.
Yeah, sometimes I was in the technology industry for 30 years, and that is one of the most challenging careers you could ever imagine. So this seems a little bit mild compared to that, but I do understand your point.
Italy, do you have any relationships with Italy?
I don't necessarily have a relationship. I did spend the entire month of May there this year, and I spent some time with a woman you may know called Debbie Travis.
I've heard of Debbie Travis.
Debbie Travis is a TV personality. She does decorating shows, and she actually acquired a ruin and has created her Villa Riniella, where she brings people, women mostly, together for a week. And the particular one I was on was a fitness week. And the reason I started thinking about Italy is I knew about this program where you could buy a ruin for $1. And she confirmed when I was there that indeed the program is true. And she also showed me her process of how she created this beautiful retreat out of a ruin. So it's what got me thinking about that.
Well, it looks like anything's possible.
Anything is possible. I truly believe that.
Any challenge. So if you're out there and you're recently retired and you're looking for something to do, well, it seems like you can think outside the square.
True.
Well, it's been really interesting chatting with you today, Anne-Marie. Is there anything else you'd like to share about your program?
Yeah, I think the first thing I'd like to say is, I mean, some of the things that I'm doing seem very overwhelming to a lot of people. And I don't mean it to be that way, because although I believe anything is possible, not everyone wants the same demands on them as I'm putting on myself in retirement. Mm-hmm. So I just don't want to give people the impression that if their dreams aren't that big, that it's not possible, because anything's possible. And your relevance is your relevance. What makes you happy is what makes you happy. There's something here for everyone, regardless of what they want to achieve. The point is that I'm trying to help people find their relevance after they retire.
And this is going to be online. So how do people get in touch with you, Anne-Marie, and find out more about your book and your programs?
So the best way to get in touch with me would be at annemariecummingsevents.com.
Are you on social media?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. On Facebook, I am known as Marigold Mansion. And on Twitter, it's Anne-Marie45.
Anne-Marie45. It's been fascinating hearing what your challenges are, and it'll be interesting to see your progress with your second mansion redevelopment and then a ruin in Italy. It's going to be something you possibly can make a movie about.
Maybe I can. It's funny you should mention that, because I had a movie producer approach me the other day. I knocked on my front door because of the look of the house, and they want to use the house in a detective program. So that should be interesting as well.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. And we'll catch up with you another time and see what your progress is.
That would be wonderful. And I really appreciate that.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.